bless you, everybody.
Bless you, brother.
Amen. It's good to see everybody again. It's been a few months, but I've certainly missed y'all here.
Amen.
I got a lot of respect for your pastor and this little flock here. I really do. And he was almost accurate. I wasn't sleeping yet. I wish I could have. I certainly gave it a try. You know, it's like he said, sometimes the flesh gets tired,
sure,
and you need to take care of it.
Sure.
Because it has work to do. It has right. work to do. God bless you tonight. Anything I can do to help your pastor is certainly a privilege on my heart. And I'm just very thankful he called me to come and do my best to be of help to you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So just pray for me.
Amen.
I'll pray for you.
Thank you, Lord.
And hopefully the Lord's going to show up tonight. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Come with me to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, and let's read verse 11. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Can you hear me all right? Is this thing on here? But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live.
Amen.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, right, Abba, Father.
Amen.
The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together.
Amen.
Amen. Let's bow our heads tonight. Lord Jesus, we
thank you, God,
you've given us an opportunity, Lord, to come before your presence, Lord Jesus. Father, we're gathered here in this humble house, Lord Jesus, not to just have a church service. Lord, we're gathered here. Many of us are tired. Many of us are weak. Many of us have a lot of cares of the week on our mind. But, Lord, take us out of the realm of time tonight. Enter us into your presence, Lord. Enter us into eternity. May time not be a factor. May our fleshly bodies not be a factor. But Lord, may your Holy Spirit meet us in here tonight.
Yes,
Lord, speak to every need that's on every heart. Speak to every need that's on every mind, Father. You alone know what these precious saints have need of. God, I ask you to encourage those who need encouraging. Strengthen those who are weak. Heal those who are sick. God, if anybody's not ready to meet you, I ask you to speak to their heart tonight. God, we commit everything into your hands, and may you receive glory out of every word.
Yes,
spoken
Father.
Tonight, Lord. Bring us all into one spirit in one mind.
Yes, Father.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You may have your seats. God bless you. How many is happy to be in the house of the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Well, I'm happy to be here too. I want to speak to you. I want to title the message with a question. Whose child are you?
That's it.
Whose child are you?
Come on now.
Now, this scripture we read in Romans chapter 8. This is one scripture that if you could ingrain it in your spirit, it would help you a lot. It would encourage you. But the Bible says that as many as are led by God's Spirit, they're the sons of God. And now we know, brother, sister, that the message didn't come necessarily to give us a rule book of things we need to do. It didn't give us a list of things that we have to conform to so that we can make it to heaven. A lot of people still, no matter how many times you tell them that, that's how they view the message.
That's it.
It's just it's a bunch of rules that you can make it to heaven. But the Lord is telling us that this message came to reveal to us an identity.
Yes, sir.
It came to show us actually what we're a part of. It didn't come to give us a bunch of things that we have to mold ourselves to so that we can become something. It gave us something to show us who we already are.
Yes.
Now, this is the great secret of resting in the Lord that the prophet was trying to bring to us. He's not He's not trying to get us all worked up and worried about
right,
how perfect
brother.
That we can become. Because
Amen.
The Bible says, of course, that the bride's made herself ready. So we do have work to do. The bride has to make herself ready. She has to clean her heart. She has to clean her mind. She has to clean her spirit by the word of God.
Amen.
But there's something we can't forget. We can't lose focus that we can't do it.
That's right.
We can't lose focus that we don't have the ability to do it. We can't lose focus of what this is all about. And what this is all about is your identity in Him from before the foundation of the world. This whole message came to unveil the names that were already written on the book. From before the foundation of the world.
Hallelujah.
The fact that you have ears to hear
Glory
what the Spirit's saying to the church means that your name was written on that book before the foundation of the world.
Sir.
Now, let me ask you a question. If God writes your name in it, what's He going to do? Is He going to erase it?
Come on,
now, we know that Scripture says there are some names on another book that will be deleted. And,
Come
of course,
on, brother,
the Bible says that if you add to the Word your name, you will be added to the flame. If you take away from the word, you'll be taken out of that reward. But we understand, brother, sister, that this is about identity.
Amen.
Are you with me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Listen to what Brother Branham said in the message, "The trumpet gives an uncertain sound." Now, I want you to listen to this. He said, "The people say today there's no such a thing as hell. A lot of them tell you that." You ever hear that before?
Sure.
It's getting real popular today. There's no such thing as hell. There's no punishment of evil. There's no judgment. There's no such thing as hell. He said it. A lot of them tell you that. Surely God won't burn His children. Now he says, certainly He doesn't burn His children.
That's right.
But
on.
The devil will his.
That's
now
right.
He says, whose child are you?
Amen.
That's the next thing. Hell was created for the devil and his children.
That's it. Yes,
not
sir.
God's children.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, not one of them's going there.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right. It depends on whose child you are. So we know that our destiny is not depending on how perfect we can be. And I got news for you. If it was, we're all lost.
That's right.
Our destiny is based upon what He did for us 2,000 years ago. Let's not lose focus that this is about the cross. This is not about our perfect life, though God asks you to live perfectly.
Come on now.
See now the balance here. That doesn't mean you can go do whatever you want to go do. But God asks you to line up with the word, but He also realizes you can't do it without His help.
That's
the balance. Now the difference between Israel and you and me is Israel was asked to line up with the word, and God wasn't inside of them doing it.
That's right.
God asked us to line up with the word, and it's actually Him inside of us doing it. There's no failure to the child of God. There's no defeat to the child of God. There's no retreat to the child of God.
Yes, sir.
What I want to look at tonight in the word is our identity, whose child you are.
Amen.
Because God does have offspring.
Sure does.
God does have children.
Amen.
Now, we realize that the modern-day thought is that every human being is God's child. And the Bible says that Eve, when she gave birth to Cain, the Bible said that she got a child from the Lord. So we know that all life does come from God. But not everybody is God's child. We
That's
do
right.
know that. There's
yes,
a
sir.
Great portion of people outside of these doors
right.
that are not God's children, that
That's
does
right,
not
right.
have it in their heart to be God's children. They can't. You cannot be anything but what you are.
That's right.
It's impossible.
Yes,
if you were born a dog, you're going to be a dog.
That's right.
If
yes,
you're
sir.
Born a giraffe, you're going to be a giraffe.
Amen, sure. brother.
If you're born a child of God, you're going to be a child of God.
Yes,
now,
sir.
This is all about identity. Now, that doesn't
yes,
mean we can't gain reward and lose
sure,
reward. We will give an account to what we do in our bodies while we're on this earth. If you're a miserable failure and you make a lot of mistakes and you lead people astray, we will pay for those things.
Oh,
if
brother.
We live a life as best as we can to serve the Lord with all of our heart, God will give us a reward for those things. But it doesn't change our identity. You're either a son of God or you're not a son of God. Now, what we want to look at this night is the characteristics of a son of God and the characteristics of somebody who's not a son of God. Because a lot of times, we act like we're not. Now, I'm just going to be real with you tonight. A lot of times, we act like we're not. Sometimes, anytime you read this Bible, you should identify with the people that are on the right side.
Yes.
You should identify with David, not Goliath.
Yeah.
You should identify with Abel, not Cain.
Right.
You should identify with Jesus, not Judas.
Yes.
You should identify with the people that are on the right side. But sometimes when you read the scripture, you're acting like Judas.
Come on.
Sometimes when you read the scripture, you're acting like Cain. You're acting like the people on the wrong side. Now, this is what God wants us to avoid, because whatever we do, once we receive the Spirit of God, it either brings glory to Jesus or it hurts His image or it hurts His name. And a lot of us, sometimes we can do bad to the name of the Lord. Sometimes we can do good to the name of the Lord. It just depends on what we do. But it does not change our identity.
That's right.
Amen. Are you with me tonight?
Yes, sir.
If a dog has a child, what's it going to be? A dog. You can't have anything but a dog. If a giraffe has a child, it's not a cat. It's a giraffe. If God has children, what are they? Now, nobody likes to say it, but if God has... Now, God is an object of worship. There's no true servant of God that can receive worship and remain a real Christian. It's impossible.
Right.
It shows you got the wrong spirit. But what we're talking about is God's children have a promise of heirhood given to them.
Yes.
That
yes.
cannot be revoked. It can't
yes.
be taken back. If God starts something, He's going to finish it properly. Are you with me tonight?
Yes, sir. Amen.
We're not gods in the fact that we receive worship, but we will receive the same inheritance that He received when He raised from the dead.
Amen.
The Bible says that we ourselves. Now, notice Israel was the bride of Christ in the beginning. Israel was divorced because she couldn't follow on with the Lord.
Amen.
And God said, I'm going to call a bride out of the Gentiles, and she's going to be my wife, my servant. And once that came to pass, now God says she's going to sit on my throne.
That's
those
right.
who overcome in this age
exactly
are going
right.
to sit on my throne and judge those 12 tribes. And we're going to be
right.
judges and kings on this earth.
Yes,
we're going to be the government that's on this earth, the same way
sure.
that you have the president and Senate and Congress and mayors and all of that. We are going to hold positions
on,
just like that Lord. When Jesus comes back and sets up reign on the earth. Now, that's why your life right now is not a ministry of making people look at you or not a ministry of becoming somebody great, but your life is a ministry of taking on a character so that that character can sit on that throne
yes,
with Jesus and
right.
rightfully rule. Because
Amen.
God does not give power to people that don't have the character to hold
Amen.
It. Your ministry while you're on this earth is taking on the character of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hell is reserved for Lucifer and his fallen angels and his messengers, and not one child of God is going to go there.
That's right.
So if there's fear of hell in your mind or in your heart tonight or when you go home at night, it shouldn't be there. Now, the only reason it would be there is if you failed to realize who you were. If you're sitting in the pew or you go home and you don't fully recognize that you are indeed God's child. Now, just because you're human doesn't mean you are, but if you don't fully recognize that you're God's child, those thoughts can come in your mind.
That's right.
Satan can fight you.
Sure.
That's why Brother Branham said to us so many times, when you realize who you are, that's when something's going to happen.
Amen.
When you realize who you are, that's when something's going to take place. When we really realize our place in Christ
yes.
is when we're going to be given a power that something is going to happen. Now, that's what we want. That's what we're
yes.
waiting for. But He wants us to fully realize who we are, brother, sister. And that's,
Amen.
By God's help, what we need to do.
Amen. Yes, sir.
But a lot of times you do feel like a child of the devil when you fail a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Should I ask you to raise your hands or should I leave it alone? You know, sometimes you do act like Judas. Sometimes, boy, it sure is just getting real quiet. Sometimes you really do act like Cain. Sometimes you really do act like Balaam. You know, not everybody's perfect. And just because you act like them a few times doesn't mean you are them. You have a flesh body that is of the devil. Sometimes a preacher will come behind the pulpit. He will preach to your spirit and make you feel like a child of God. And you'll walk out of the church raptured in the presence of the Lord. And sometimes you'll come to church and He will look you right in the face and call you Lucifer. And you will walk out feeling like a devil because you've been following this flesh too much. And He's trying to put that flesh back in the trash can where it comes from.
Glory!
Yes.
So you have to identify yourself with what's in your heart because that's how God
Amen.
Looks upon you. The
Thank
sister
you,
came up to the prophet
you,
and she said, Brother Branham, I'm such a mess. I just can't do it. I don't know what's wrong with me. And he said, sister, your problem is you're looking at the wrong
yes.
thing. God looks in your heart and he sees that you want to do what's right, and that's what God sees.
Yes.
Now the trick is to take what's in your heart and let people see it.
Yeah.
The trick is to take what's in your heart and let the world see it. Don't take your candle and hide it under a basket so nobody knows it's there. The Great Commission is still in action. We still have a responsibility to take this gospel and tell people about it.
That's
you know, people don't do it anymore because we think God's elect will be there. God's elect are going to be in heaven. God's children will be there. I can't bring them out of there. I can't bring them in there. I'm good to go. I'm just going to wait for the Lord to return.
Yeah,
and the Lord saying, how on earth are they going to hear unless somebody sings?
Amen.
How will they hear it?
Oh my.
How are you going to know the
Thank
truth
you, Lord.
Unless somebody tells it to you?
That's right.
How's your neighbor going to hear it unless you tell him?
That's right.
God's going to give him a dream. He might do it because you refuse to tell him.
Right.
Hey, God said there will come an hour where I myself will hunt my people. Well, I myself will fish for my people. It's got to be because nobody else is doing it.
Hey,
I believe we're living in an hour like that right now.
Come on now. Preach, brother.
Yeah, man. We need to really share the faith and God will help us, brother. But you will be a product of what is revealed in your heart.
Amen.
When it's revealed in your heart that you have that responsibility, you're going to act upon it. You're going to really act upon it. When it's revealed in your heart that you are indeed a child of the King, you will carry yourself like a child of the King.
Amen.
You will walk, you will talk, you will act, you will think like a child of God. A child of God is not puffed up, but we're going to get into what they are in just a minute. Are you still with me tonight?
Amen.
We have a list that we like to pass people through and say, because they do this and they do that, they're a child of God. Because they don't do this and they don't do that, they're not a child of God. We have lists we like to put people through. We can't do that.
That's right.
We don't have a list to put people through. We have the Word of God, and all of us are trying to live it out. We can't decide who's who. We got no say in that. God knows who's who.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
God knows who is who, brother, sister, but we need to have the revelation of who we are. That's what whole thing is about. The Bible says faith comes by hearing.
Yes.
Hearing by the Word of God. Now, that doesn't just mean that you hear somebody reading Bible verses to you. Hearing the Word of God means you understand what God is trying to tell you. It means you understand what God's trying to get across to you. He said, he that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. And otherwise, if you have been given by my Father the ability to understand what I'm saying, then listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying to the people right there. So the fact you have ears to hear doesn't necessarily mean you are going to listen to what he's saying. He wants you to do both. But the fact you have ears to hear means you are his child.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, being a child of God comes with great protection. Great responsibility, great rewards. There's things you and I have that the world begs and they can't never get.
That's right.
There's things you and I have promised to us that the world would give their life for that they can never have because they came not out from him and they cannot return back to him. But because we came out from the Word and are on our way back to the Word, there's rules, there's promises, there's a list of things that's given to us that only we can have. And it doesn't make us feel puffed up, but it makes us realize how blessed we are.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise your name.
It reminds me of a story in the Old Testament. You all remember Solomon. Now, Solomon, the Bible said he was given wisdom above everybody else. He was the wisest man on the face of the earth at that time. Solomon was. Can you imagine that? What if you had the opportunity to meet somebody like that? The wisest person on the face of the earth. Now, listen, in the end of his life, he made a lot of mistakes. He did a lot of things wrong. He began to offer things he shouldn't offer to people he shouldn't offer them to simply because his wives pushed him into it. Now, it goes to show you the wisest person on the earth, the strongest person on the earth, can be brought to nothing by the means of a woman under the wrong influence. So it means, this word's got to be your guide.
Yeah.
This word has got to be your guide, brother, sister. Yes, that's all there is to it. So, but Solomon, there was a woman under his jurisdiction, and she woke up in the morning, y'all know the story, to feed her baby, and the baby was dead. And she's like, what on earth happened? She looked a little closer, and she realized it wasn't her baby.
Right.
And she went to run to Solomon, asked Solomon for help, and this other mother who had her baby She's saying, this woman has my child. And this woman's like, no, she's lying. This is my child. And my goodness, what a mess that you could be in.
That's right.
You ever been in a mess there's no answer for? Yeah, there is an answer.
Yeah.
There is an answer. God gave Solomon wisdom. He said, okay, let's cut the child in half.
Oh, wow.
Give her half, give her half.
True.
That's all I can do. That's the only power I've got. Let's cut it in half, divide it equally. Let's be fair. The real mother shrieked. She said, let her keep it. I don't think so. Then Solomon said, give her the baby because she's the one who has feeling in her heart towards the baby. See, the children of God, they have feeling in their heart towards the word of God. It's not a dry word. It's not a dead word. But if you are a child of God, the word of God will stir your heart. It doesn't ever, it's never dry. It's never dead. Now our flesh gets tired. We get weary and weak. But when God word is coming into your spiritual ears, it will stir your heart. It will revive your soul. It will revive your spirit. There's no way around it. Now, there is a spiritual death that is sitting on the world now, and it's a death to remove all movement spiritually on God's people.
Yes,
Brother Branham, we've been made to know that there would come an hour where people would spiritually die while they're sitting in the pews hearing the word of God.
That's right.
People would spiritually die while they're hearing the word.
Amen.
Let's check ourselves and make sure we're not amongst those who are walking in the wrong direction, but we're walking towards the word of the Lord, walking towards growing in Christ. Are you with me tonight?
Amen.
Because you can walk in the wrong direction. How many have done it? I won't ask you to raise your hand. When the child was in danger, only the real mother could show her true color.
That's it.
When
yes,
a child
sir.
Of God is in danger, only your parents will speak up for you. I don't care how rebellious you've been. I don't care what you've done.
Yes.
When you've gotten in trouble, somebody's gotten you out of it.
Amen.
You've gotten out of it. I don't care what's going on in your life. When you needed help, somebody helped you. Whether you were saved yet or not, somebody helped you. Somebody got you out of it. There was somebody who spoke up for you 2,000 years ago when he put nails through his hands on a cross. He spoke up for you and he said, pardon.
Amen.
Brother, this thing about child of God and child of the devil goes all the way back to the book of Genesis and the story of Cain and Abel. That's the first example we can have right there. Cain, of course, the Bible says, was a child of the wicked one, and
that's
Abel
right.
was the son of God. Now, Abel offered unto God a sacrifice by revelation.
Yes,
Cain
sir.
Said, God is so amazing.
Yeah.
He said, man, the sun is shining. And it was. It was shining.
Sure, it was.
It was a beautiful day. He said, my God is so beautiful. Let me just grab these beautiful flowers that my God made for me. And it's late. Let me give them back.
Yes, sir.
Sure, it looks right to me. I don't know what's, you know, hey, whatever. You know, it looks right. It looks fine to me. But God revealed to Abel what the real sin was.
Right.
So you cannot walk on anything but what God shows you.
Right.
But see, Cain offered something and God rejected it. And the Bible described Cain as a murderer. He was the first murderer of his brother. Now we're going to talk about the difference between children of God and children of the devil. Now listen to me. Abel was murdered by his brother Cain. The blood reached the ears of God. God heard his voice coming from that blood crying out, I have been murdered by Cain. I've been murdered by Cain. I've been murdered by Cain. There was a voice in that blood, and that same blood of Jesus Christ is speaking something into the ears of God the Father to the saints of God that have been washed in the blood by faith in Jesus Christ and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
when you sin, when you disbelieve, it reaches up to God and it says, pardon.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
When you deserve hell, that voice reaches up to God and it says, pardon.
Praise his name.
When you treat your brethren wrong, it reaches up to the throne of God and it says, pardon. But Cain was the first murderer of his brother. Let me ask you a question now. Who do you want to be like, Abel or Cain?
Abel.
If you find yourself like Cain, I suggest you switch it up a little bit and start acting like Abel. Amen. Abel had no problem with what Cain did. He just did what God showed him. But Cain had a problem with what Abel did. Now, you don't have to agree with what other people do.
Brother.
But if you have a problem with what they're doing, and they're doing what God has shown them to do, and you're trying to get involved with it, you're acting like Cain. Let God's people do what God leads them to do. Cain acted. He was the first murderer of his brother. You don't have to put a bullet in my head to kill me.
That's right.
Brother Branham said, if you kill a man's influence, if you discredit him, if you take away his ability to impact people, you have murdered that person. We don't want to be like Cain.
Amen.
We don't want to be like Cain. Let's not murder people that are bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Man, you don't have to agree with them.
That's right.
You ever met somebody you agree with 100% on? Raise your hand. I haven't done it yet. It's not what matters. What matters is you have the right spirit. Because on judgment day, you're going to take the spirit that you got now, and that's what you're going to be like when you get there.
Right.
The spirit that you have now is what you're going to be like when you get there. There is nobody that can stand in God's presence and say an evil thing about somebody Christ paid for 2,000 years ago. Nobody can do it. It's impossible. Are you with me today?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
But Cain and Abel were the first example. Are you thankful for God's blood?
Yes, sir.
The blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sins. I'm telling you, brother, I thought I'd get to this level of maturity. I've been serving the Lord for a few years now. And I thought I'd get to this level of maturity where I don't really need the blood anymore. And I'm so filled with the Holy Ghost now that I'm walking in the Word of God. I'm so mature that nobody can put a finger on my man. It's the opposite. I need that blood more now than I've ever needed it in my life. The closer I get to him, the more I need him. The closer, look, he wants a dependency. He wants you to depend on him, not to be so strong and perfect that people can't put a finger on you. Because people who are like that, I can't trust them.
Hit it, brother.
What? I can't trust them. Because the people who were like that in the New Testament were the people who killed Jesus.
Amen.
They were the religious people. They were the people that Jesus said, you're of your father the devil. I might not be able to put a finger on your life, but you don't believe a word that I say. And there's a people who sit in the church that don't believe a word that he says, but God's children believe every word.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
To be a child of God, you have to, Jesus said, unless you become like one of these children, you'll in no wise enter the kingdom. Unless you become like a little child. Now, how are these little children? You ever look at a little kid before? They're fearless.
Yes, sir.
You wonder why they're still alive. You're like, man, they're bumping into stuff. How did he hit his head that hard and not die? Like, that's what I want to know. They're fearless. They're careless. They're not worried about anything. They just do what's in their heart, and they go for it. And God wants his children in a place where they'll do what God puts in their heart without fearing, without caring, without worrying about it. Follow the word in a carefree way, but don't be so carefree that you mess the whole thing up now. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Fearless. So let's look at who the children of God are not real quick. Can we do that tonight? I won't spend too much time on it because I don't believe anybody in here is not a child of God. But this is good. When we talk about who they're not, we should not be in that identification of how they act. We shouldn't have nothing like that in us. He said, now he said in the message, God's covenant with Abraham, listen to this. He said, here it is, every Christian in here that's born again, when God called you, called for total separation. If he didn't, you got the wrong call. So right off the bat, he says, God called you for a total separation. If you didn't get that call, that's the wrong call. God does not call you to take this word and go back and live like you used to live and try to conform to the world and bring people in the world into it. He called you for total separation from the world. Total separation from really unbelief, which is what hinders God. He said, God doesn't make any difference between his children. Every son that cometh to God must first be tried or chastised. He said, first be tried, chastened, corrected, child trained, schooled, every one, not one exception. Every son. Have you went through trials? Have you went through tribulation? Have you suffered persecution? Then you're endure these things He said, you're real children of God. He said, but when you can't bear chastisement, when the rod comes down heavy and you run off and back into the world, the Bible said you're illegitimate children and not the children of God. But when a man's born of the Spirit of God, he expects those things and he loves those things. And the Bible said that the trials that come upon us, fiery trials, is more precious than gold to us.
Amen.
It's more precious than gold. Now listen to me. If you get tried and tested and you run off and you get a little cold on God, it doesn't mean you're a child of the devil, because there's a difference between a child of the devil and a child of God.
Amen.
A child of God can get discouraged and run away, but he'll go after him.
That's right. Thank
and it won't
Lord.
Be long. It could be a few years. We don't know. We don't put time limits, or we don't put God in a box, but God will not let you stay that way.
Amen.
If you're a child of the devil, you're going to run, and he's going to let you run, because you can't do nothing but run. You can't do nothing but disbelieve the word of God way down in here. It's either faith or doubt.
That's Amen. Right.
Wait, now that doesn't mean your flesh is always believing. That doesn't mean your spirit man's always believing, because you're influenced by a lot of different things. But way down in your heart, he said, the song says, it is well with my soul.
Amen.
Now, I didn't say it's well with my spirit all the time, because sometimes my spirit don't feel too good.
That's right.
But it's well with my soul. Way down on the inside, I got peace. Way down on the inside, I got rest. My flesh might be exhausted. My mind might be ready to explode. I might feel like pulling my hair out. I might be in a big mess, but way down in my heart, I'm resting.
Amen. Lord.
He said it's more precious than gold to us, the trials of life. I got more money than Donald Trump does.
That's right. Come sure. on.
Donald Trump's loaded with gold. He's sitting in his mansion looking upon the world, thinking he has everything, when in reality he's got nothing.
Right.
You and me, when he leaves this world, he can't take a thing with him. And I hope he looks Jesus in the face. I don't know, but who knows what's going to happen. But when you and me leave this world, all of the low valleys, the points of crying, the points of tears, the point where nobody's there for you, the point where you've hit your lowest and you're in your valley, it is God filling your pockets with pure gold. It's
Hallelujah.
Making you like a son or daughter of God.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Remember that next time. Pure gold. Some of you ain't going to remember that, but you should try it.
That's right.
Pure
Amen.
Gold. Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
So God's children are not people that run from the correction of God. Now, if you find yourself doing that, stop doing that and start
Amen.
Receiving the grace.
That's
Every
right.
child
Yes,
of God receives correction.
Right.
And if they can't receive correction, then they're illegitimate. So if you're not able to receive God's chastening hand, which will come,
Right.
And it's your grace for it to come.
Right.
Receive it, and you'll be like a child of God. Are you with me tonight?
Amen.
Receive it by the grace of God. Every man that's born of God receives those things. They also will not murder their brethren. Cain was the first murderer of his brethren. The ministry of Satan is the ministry of accusation.
Amen. That's right.
If you become an accuser of God's people, you've stepped into the ministry of the devil.
That's right.
And I suggest you repent and turn
Amen.
Away from that, because
right.
that God doesn't just shake a head at and walk away. You're going to pay for those things.
Right.
But the blood of Jesus Christ can forgive you of anything. Thank God for that, brother, sister. But
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, he that doeth not righteousness, neither he that loveth not his brother.
Right.
So the very evidence you're a child of God is the way you feel in your heart towards the children of God.
Amen.
If you get upset and you can't stand God's children,
Amen.
You've got a lot of praying to do, brother.
That's right.
If you love God's people regardless of how they are, then you're reaching that level of perfect love where you cannot point a finger at one child of God. That doesn't mean you put up with their nonsense, but it does mean that in your heart you love them. Not you just put up with them,
Amen,
but you love them.
That's right.
There's a difference.
Glory to
I can
God.
Just put up with a lot of people.
Sure could.
It doesn't matter. But in my heart, I care about them.
Yeah.
So you can get in that spot where you can look at the man who wants to take
brother.
Your life
yep.
and feel a genuine sorrow
yep.
in your heart.
That's right. Exactly right.
That's what God's looking for. He's still with
yes.
us. Now, Romans chapter 8. Go back with me. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now that is a promise. That's absolute fact. As many as are led by God's Spirit, they're God's children. Now, what does being led by the Spirit mean? Does it mean you have visions like Brother Branham? Sure, it could mean that. Does it mean you hear voices, the Holy Spirit speaking to you? Yes, it could mean that. Does it mean you feel promptings and nudges by the Spirit of God? Yes, it could mean that. Being led by God's Spirit could mean any number of things, but simply put, it means you are obeying what God shows you.
Exactly.
It means you are obeying what God's Word says. Now, God can speak to you in visions. He can speak to you in dreams. He can speak to you by your conscience. He can speak to you through people. He can speak to you through your pastor, and he can also speak to you through this book. This is the number one way that God will speak to you. You want a vision, Brother Branham said? Here's your vision.
That's right.
Here's a book full of visions. You want a vision so bad, here it is. Spend a little time reading this.
Yeah, amen.
There's your vision. You know, right, that stuff makes you weak. You don't. This doesn't make you weak. Brother. This makes you strong. Praise the name of God. As many as are sons or daughters of God are led by God's Spirit, they are like sheep. Led means you can't be the navigator.
That's right.
You cannot be the decision maker. You cannot be the one calling the shots. Now, you understand what I'm saying tonight? There's times when you have to make decisions. But you cannot tell God what you're going to do with your life. You cannot tell God what God has called you to do. You cannot tell God what God wants you to do. You have to be led by the Spirit of God. The greatest leader in God's army is the greatest follower that God ever had.
Amen.
The greatest among you, Jesus said, is the servant of all of them. The greatest one serves all of God's people. The greatest leader in God's kingdom is the best follower that God ever had. We got to learn to follow the Holy Spirit. And then God can put us in good positions.
Sure.
Are you with me?
Amen.
It means you're obedient to what God shows you. Now it says led by the Spirit. It doesn't say pushed by the Spirit. God does not work on a push. God doesn't shove people to do things. Even if he wants you to do it, God's not pushy. He's not pushy. And God's really not interested when people are pushy.
Right.
God doesn't need you to be pushy. Oh my, I got quiet.
Right. Oh my.
The Lord doesn't need you to be pushy. He's kind of a repellent to the Spirit of God. The Lord wants you to be moldable to his leading. Now, Brother Branham didn't call it the third push. He called it the third pull. The Holy Spirit pulls on the human heart. It pulls on your spirit. It draws you to pray. When you go home at night, instead of picking up your smartphone, you feel this pull in your heart. I really need to pray right now. He draws you to pray. He draws you to read the Word. He draws you to this church. He draws you to seek his face. He draws you to testify of your faith. He works upon a pull. You do not have to follow the pull of God. It's not a requirement. You have the ability to completely ignore it. And there are a lot of people who will miss their reward on that day because they just refuse to follow the leading of God's Spirit. Now, there's many times that we miss it because we live in a fallen flesh. There's many times we miss it, but we should strive for God to lead us. We should ask God, Lord, lead me by your Spirit.
Amen,
speak
brother.
To me. Show me things that will come to pass. Amen. Show me what you want me to do.
Amen.
Use me while I'm here. Use me on my job. Use me
Father.
In my neighborhood. Use me in my house. Let me do something for you. We need to be hungry for that, brother, sister. Are you with me?
Amen. Yes, sir.
The Lord's not interested in people who are trying to be like him as much as he's interested in people that genuinely are like him.
Amen.
The only way you become like him is when you put yourself down. When you put yourself away, then Christ can be seen.
Amen.
When you put your desires and your ambitions and your wants and all of that, when you put that stuff to the side, that's always going to be there. And it's not sinful, but that stuff's always going to be there. But when you put that stuff to the side a little bit, then people can see Jesus in you because he's been there the whole time.
Amen. Amen.
Then people can see the Lord in you when you're willing to put that stuff down. Jesus said, I am that I am.
Yes, sir.
That means there's no facade.
Amen. That's it.
There's no fake.
That's it, brother.
There's no, I'm trying to make you think that I'm this way. He said, I am that I am.
That's right.
Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. There's no fake. There's no facade. There's no hypocrisy. I am the way right here, the way I am when I walk out of here.
Amen.
I'm the way right here, the way I, it is what it is. I am what I am by the grace of God. If I'm wrong, God has to change me. If I'm right, well, praise the Lord. But I'm going to be real with God. God wants you to be honest and sincere, and then God can deal with you. We don't need to be fake. Are you with me?
Amen.
He's interested in being, are you still with me in Romans 8?
Yes,
forgive me. Verse 15 in Romans 8. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We have not received the spirit of bondage. Now, who's he writing to here? He's writing to Romans. Roman people were used to serving men.
Yeah.
That's what was in their heart. They're used to serving men. If Caesar says it, we do it. If Caesar says we can't do it, we don't do it. It is Caesar. We serve Caesar. We believe in Jesus, but we serve Caesar. See, God wants you not to just believe in him, but to serve him.
Yes,
it's not
Lord
just
Jesus.
A faith, but it's a faith with a lifestyle
Amen.
Of service. You can have a lifestyle of service and no faith.
Sure, absolutely.
Look at Mother Teresa.
Yeah, exactly.
A lifestyle of service, but where's her faith? Is it Mary or something? I don't know where she's going to go. That's not my call. But what I'm saying is you got to have both. You got to have the right faith. You got to have a life of service. And when you put those together, then God receives your worship. Because Brother Branham taught us that true worship is a life of service.
Amen.
It's more than song. It's more than singing. It's more than raising hands. That's part of worship. But real worship is a surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, you've not received the spirit of bondage. The Romans were used to serving men. In their heart, they had the fear of man. The Bible said the fear of man is a snare.
That's right.
It traps you. If you do things because you're afraid of people, it's going to trap you.
Right.
If you don't do things because you're afraid of people, it will trap you. The fear of man is a snare. You don't serve men. You serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Now, it doesn't mean you don't follow men. I follow Paul as Paul followed Christ. I follow the prophet as the prophet followed Christ. I follow children of God as I see them walking in his footprints.
Lord.
I step right in the same line.
Yes,
when I see them step out, I say, Lord, help them while I keep walking in the same line.
Amen.
If I step out, I say,
Lord.
Well, y'all help me.
Yeah.
I'm stuck out here. See, this is the problem.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
be real with you for a minute.
On,
a lot of people step out, and the people who are in the line say, you child of Satan, stay out there. Now, you can either look and crucify them, or you can look to the one who was crucified for
them. Thank you, Lord.
It's up to you. It's up to you and me. Let's look to the one who was crucified for them, and let's pull them right back in. Oh, praise the Lord. When the earth was without form and void, God didn't just destroy it.
That's right.
And completely annihilate it and forget about it. He came and he fixed it.
That's right. Lord.
He fixed the problem. When your family starts getting off, you don't throw them into hell. You go and you try to fix the problem. When your brothers fall or your sisters make mistakes, you don't throw them into hell, but you try to fix the problem.
Amen.
And that's the spirit of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Fixing the problem, brother, sister. But we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. That means you have not received the spirit of a slave. Now, Paul said, I am a prisoner of Jesus Christ. But Paul voluntarily surrendered his life to the Lord.
Amen.
This mentality he's trying to get the Romans away from was a mentality of a slave. How do they think? A slave is worthless.
That's right.
They got no reason.
None.
There's no price. They're worthless. They're the dirt of the earth. They're worthless. They're a tool for people's sport to make fun of them.
Sure.
Your faith is you're a cult. You're stuck in this Branhamite church. They say you're in a cult. They say you're way off. They make fun of you. Let them do it.
Yes,
because whatever they do to you, they're doing to Christ.
That's right.
Amen. If they receive you, he said, they receive me.
That's right.
If they don't receive you, they don't receive me.
Right.
Oh, my.
That's
some serious stuff, brother and sister.
Yes, sir.
Now, you are a slave to the Lord Jesus. The Bible says that if you're saved while you're free, you become Christ's slave.
Right.
If you're saved while you're a slave, then you're free in Christ. Either way, you're going to serve something. Either way, you're going to be a slave of something. I want to be a slave, but he said we're not slaves like that in that respect. He says you are no more servants, but a son.
Amen.
God, we serve God, we're God's servants, but we're to have the mentality of a child, of a son.
Yes.
A son is different than a slave. There's a difference in mentality.
Yes, sir.
A slave does what is bare minimum,
yeah,
because they know they're going to be punished,
yep,
if they don't.
That's
a slave does just what they are told to do because they're going to catch a whooping if,
yep,
they don't do it. A son does it because it needs to be done.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
A son does it because it needs to be done. There's still work to do. A slave is like, if I don't do this, God's going to get mad at me. He's going to take my car from me. He's going to take my job from me. I'm going to lose all my friends. God's going to get upset with me. I'm going to be in hell. That's a slave mentality. He doesn't,
right,
want you to have that. We don't serve him because we're scared of hell.
Right, right.
Though it has to start somewhere.
Right.
I came to Christ because I realized if I didn't, I was going to go to hell.
Right.
So don't take that away from your witness. That still needs to be there. That's what is, hey, that's the truth. But we don't serve God because we're scared of hell. I serve him because I love him.
Amen.
The reason I preach his word is because I want to make him happy.
Yes, Lord.
The reason I share my faith is because I,
yes,
want him,
Lord,
to, I want to make him happy. I want to make him happy. I don't, it, whether people receive me or not, that's not up to me. That's not my responsibility. There's nothing I can do about it. But it is up to me whether I follow on with the Lord or whether I just say I'm a believer and wait for Jesus to come. Because that's two different things.
That's right.
There's,
yes,
a lot of people that say they're believers and they're waiting for Jesus to come. So is everybody else on the planet.
Yeah.
But God does have disciples.
Amen.
And discipleship,
yep,
means you're a student.
Yep.
And a student has to pass things.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
A student has to pass classes. Ask your pastor about it. He'll tell you all about it. A student has to pass tests. A student, and if you don't pass the test, you're going to take the same test over and over and over and,
Lord,
over until you pass it. This is the kingdom of the Spirit. You do not get to elect your classes in this school. And the classes are not your choice. They are a requirement.
Amen.
If you want to make it into,
yes,
the,
Lord,
kingdom of heaven, you have to pass these classes that were, what class are you in now? I don't know. I'm in the class of learning to trust God.
Amen.
I got about a C minus. I need to move it up a little bit. Well, praise the Lord. I don't know where that comes from. But you see what I'm saying tonight, brother, sister?
Amen.
A servant mindset and a son mindset. A son, they take ownership of what's going on. They,
yeah,
realize they're a part of it. They're,
yes,
not just doing it to avoid punishment. We don't just serve God to avoid punishment, brother, sister.
Amen.
Turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. Real familiar portion of scripture here, but let's read it. You should go home and read this entire chapter a couple of times because God gives promises. You want to be happy? Raise your hand.
Amen.
This gives you who's going to be happy, right?
Amen.
But let's go down to verse 9 in this chapter. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called the children of God. The children of God are natural peacemakers.
Right.
They don't want division.
Nope.
They don't want fighting. They don't want strife. They don't desire. You ever met people that just seem to thrive off people fighting each other? They just love arguing. They love debating. That's not how a child of God should be named. That's got nothing to do with children of God. There isn't my favorite quote, one of my family, I'm going to say it. There isn't a worthy person among those who argue. Not a worthy one. You want to debate, go fight the word of God. I'm going to just tell you what it says.
Yeah. Right.
See, there isn't a worthy person among those who argue. That's not scripture, but that's something I like. Listen to me, you can be a debater or you can be a peacemaker.
Amen.
You can be a strife bringer or you can be a peacemaker. The child of God is a natural peacemaker.
Amen.
They can take two people that are fighting,
yep,
and sit them,
right,
down and try to bring peace. At least they try to do it. If there's no peace, usually pride is involved.
That's, amen, right. Amen.
And if pride is the beginning of a fall, right?
Right.
Brother,
yes,
Branham, they said about the prophet, you could take his enemies and his best friends and you couldn't tell.
Right.
You couldn't tell who his enemies and his best friends were because he treated them exactly the same.
Amen.
He treated them exactly. Now, what kind of love has to be in your heart to treat your enemies and your friends the same? That's a level of Christianity that people have completely thrown in the trash can to treat your enemies and your friends the same. Jesus said, bless them that persecute you. Pray for them that despitefully use you, that you may be children of your Father which is in heaven. That is the Bible way to be a child of God, to treat your enemies like your friends.
Amen.
That's something we need to relearn.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Treat your enemies like, now, of course, you can't walk together unless you're agreed. We know what the scripture says, but you understand it's a spiritual thing. It's the spirit that you carry, brother, sisters. What he's now, we've been given, the Bible says, the ministry of reconciliation.
Amen.
The ministry that God has put in our hearts is the ministry to bring people back into the presence of God. It's the ministry to bring people who are fighting back into peace with each other. It's the ministry to bring unity to the body. God hates discord among brethren. God hates disunity in the body. God loves a unified body. What is the body? Anybody that's washed with the blood of Jesus Christ. That is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who have been a partaker of the Spirit of God by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they are in the body of Christ. This finger don't exactly match this one. This hand might be bigger than this one. This hand stronger than this one. This leg feels pain when I walk on it. This one don't. There are all kind of different things going on and different kind of ideas, and that's okay. That's how it is. We should be accepting of those things. Are you with me?
Amen.
But we are natural peacemakers. Can I keep going tonight?
Yes, sir. Amen.
James chapter 3, you don't have to turn there. But it says the wisdom from above, and then it describes the wisdom from heaven. It says it's first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And then it says the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So first it's pure, then it's peaceable. Now if something does not fit this description, then it's not wisdom from God. It's describing the wisdom from God. It's pure, then it's peaceable, then it's gentle. It says it's easy to be entreated. That means there's not some big wall up that you got to break through to get to it. There's no big wall up. You ever meet people like that?
Yes,
just this big wall. It's easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. It's sincere. It's real. Partiality means it doesn't respect people. God doesn't care who you are, and neither do I. That's what it means. I mean, that's what it means. God's not interested in who we are. We're some great Christian. We're some great servant of God. God treats you how you act. If you act right, God's going to bless you for it. If you act like a devil, you're going to be punished for it. We're all God's children, regardless of how we act. We believe that,
thank
brother, sister.
Lord.
But God treats you how you act.
Oh, brother.
Without partiality, without hypocrisy. Are you still with me tonight?
Amen.
Let's look at some more things at the children. So they're peacemakers. Now listen to what Brother Branham said in the message, Jehovah Jireh. He said, now we find Abraham last night believing God and calling those things which were not as though they were, because God said so. And as long as you have the promise of God that says it, regardless of what circumstances look like, believe it anyhow, for God said so. And if you are the children of Abraham, not the children of the church now,
amen,
the children of the denomination, but the children of Abraham. Now, there's a lot of children of the message.
Sure.
It's just a reality. There's a lot of children of the message. They believe the message because they've been told the message is true. It's not a revelation to them. It's
right.
It's okay for a little bit, but you got to move into the place where it's real to you personally. You got to move to the place where if the church falls apart, your face not shaking.
Right,
you got to move to the place where if every pastor falls away from thing, you still know what you believe.
Amen.
You got to get to the place where one of my best friends said, if Meta Branham rose from the grave and told me he was a liar, it would not change my faith at all.
Right.
Now ask yourself if that would change your faith. Some people it would shake. A lot of people, faith is being shaken today.
Amen.
It's because they're not grounded in revelation. They're grounded in head knowledge. God can save any of them and bring them back if he decides to do it.
Amen.
And we should pray for that.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
We should pray
That's
for
right.
that. But he said, listen, he said, If you are the children of Abraham, not the children of the church, the children of the denomination, but the children of Abraham, you believe God's promises, every one of them, regardless of what someone else would say about it. You believe His promises are true.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Now in the message, question and answers, listen to this. He said, "He that heareth my word, he that heareth my words, believeth on him that sent me, has everlasting life, and shall never come to the judgment, but is passed from death unto life. No man can come to me except my Father draws him first, and all that comes to me, and all that my Father has given me will come to me." He said, that's right. "All that he has given me will come, and none of them will be lost. I'll give them eternal life and will raise him up at the last day." Then he goes on to say, "God has given us the perfect assurance that we are his children."
Amen.
"And as his children, he corrects us just like I correct my children."
Right.
"You correct your children. When in the wrong, we correct them. If my children does wrong, then it's my duty as a father to correct them. Then if God's children does wrong, it's his duty as a father, and he will correct you. Just remember that. You'll be corrected. But as long as you're his child,
Thank you, Lord.
Better keep their hands off you."
That's right.
He said, "It's far better for you that a millstone was hanged at your neck and you were drowned in the depths of the sea than even to bring an offense upon one of these little ones that believe in me."
Amen.
That's right. What is that judgment going to be? He said, now he's describing the children of God. They believe every word of God. That's a challenge to all
That's
of us.
Right.
The one
Sir.
Thing that Christ wants to get us to do is to believe.
Amen.
That's right.
He's not asking you to be perfect because you can't do it. If we could do it, he would have never had to come on the cross and do what he did.
That's right.
He's
Amen.
Asking you to give it your best shot, of course. But he's not, you understand what I'm saying
come
when
on,
I say
brother,
that?
Bring.
He's asking you to believe him.
Amen.
He's asking you to believe his words. The only thing that can ever help you is whether or not you'll believe him or not.
Amen.
He can't heal you unless you'll believe him.
Right.
He
right.
can't save you unless you're going to believe him.
Right.
He can't save your family unless you're going to believe
that's
him.
It, right.
You know, Brother Branham said the same faith that
yep.
saved you
yeah.
is the same faith that's going to save your family.
Yeah.
The same revelation that hits your heart that you have repented and God's forgiven you and you believe
Thank
it is the same faith that you believe it when you approach God in prayer and with
Amen.
The token of God, the Holy Ghost, you claim your family.
Yes.
You believe it. Then it'll happen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You believe it, it will happen.
That's right.
I am not concerned. I am one of the only people in my family who are saved at the moment. I'm not worried that the rest of my family is not going to be saved.
Right.
I believe
yes.
that God is going to make a way.
Hallelujah.
I believe that the Lord, now God is asking you to have faith in his word, brother
Lord,
sister. It's about what you can believe.
Yes, Lord.
Brother Branham would say, if Jesus was here right now, and Jesus put on a suit,
it, brother.
And he walked up here, and you needed healing, he'd say, I already did it for you.
Right.
I already did it for you. What do you mean you need healing? I've done it already. You just have to believe it. You must believe it. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe.
Amen.
Are you still with me tonight?
Yes, Lord.
So God's children are, let's go through this real quick, they are led by the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
The one thing they're led by the Spirit is to go to war with sin in their life.
Amen.
In the verse 13 before that verse where it says, as many as are sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit, it says, if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live.
Amen.
The Spirit of God leads his children to go to war
yep.
with the sin that's in their life. You want to know you're a child of God? You're fighting sin in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
People are like, that's how you know there's a child of the devil. That's how you know you're a child of God, because you're going to war
Amen,
with
brother.
Sin that's in your life. What is
Amen.
Sin? Unbelief.
Yes, sir.
Right.
They're led by the Spirit of God. They're peacemakers. They believe every word of God. They can take correction.
Yes.
The Bible says in the book of John, or is it 1 John? I don't remember. The Bible says, as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God.
Yes.
So it's whether or not you can receive what God is saying that identifies you. As many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. You can receive the word of God. These are signs you're a child of God. And if you are a child of God, you are promised you won't partake of that inheritance
Amen.
Of wrath.
Right.
Well, somebody believes it.
Amen.
And you are separated from the world. I heard Brother Isaiah Brooks say something not too long ago. He said, look, you can spend your whole life trying not to look like your parents. You can spend your whole life doing it. You can be like Michael Jackson and you can bleach your skin and cut half your nose off and grow your hair all out. But if he had a kid, it would look like his dad.
Uh-huh.
It would look like his dad before him. You can do everything you want not to look like a Christian. But if you are a child of God, one day that seed's going to show and you're going to be just like your father. That's the ministry of the bride of Jesus Christ. You can run all you want. You can get as lukewarm as you want. But if you're a part of that bride, you're going to be what you are. And one day you're going to see him as you are.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory.
Let's go to the book of Ephesians.
Yes, Lord.
A couple more scriptures, then we'll close. I'll try not to hold you too much longer. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse. Man, let's just go back up to 14. I wasn't going to read on this, but it's looking good right now. Verse 14, for he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, listen to this. You are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God.
Amen.
You're no more strangers and foreigners.
That's right.
What's a stranger? What's a foreigner? A stranger, don't nobody know nothing about them.
That's right.
Nobody knows who they are, what language they speak, where they come from, what are they doing. Brother Branham met that homeless man one time, gave him a sandwich, said, where you come from? He said, nowhere. He said, where are you going? He said, no place. Where are you going tonight?
Amen, yeah, brother.
Where do you come from?
Amen.
A child of God is designed to have ambition in their heart. There's a reason why humanity is the only species on the earth that keeps climbing up. The rest of the animal kingdom, they're the way God made them, and that's just it. But we constantly want better, 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 better. We want better cars, better houses, better clothes, better, more money. We want more because inside of us, we've recognized, whether we mentally recognize it or not, that we've left something that we used to have, and we're trying to get back to it. We're trying to climb back up the ladder. You're no more strangers and foreigners. A foreigner don't know the language. He don't know the terminology. He don't know what the Spirit's saying to the churches.
Amen.
A foreigner does not have a clue what God is saying, but we are fellow citizens of the household of God. The Bible said that Jesus was the firstborn among many brethren.
Right.
He is our brother. He was the first one to come to this earth and live a sinless life. Not that we can live a sinless life, but so that he could put himself inside of us and say, fear not, I have already overcome the world.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Strangers are not known, but we are known of God.
Yeah.
And we're also known of each other.
That's right.
We're known of God and we're known of each other, brother, sister. Now go to Revelation chapter 21 real quick tonight. Revelation 21 and verse 5. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things.
Man.
And I'll be his God, and he shall be my son. Now read verse 8 when you go home and make sure you do not fit in that category, because that's the thing that God is not looking for. I don't need to read it to you tonight. I want you to go home and read it. But read verse 8 and make sure you don't fit those descriptions. But I want you to notice the first thing he lists is fearful. We're thinking in our minds, who's the first person God's going to send to hell? The Antichrist, those who fell in this manner, those who fell in that manner, those who did this, those who did that. But the first person he lists is people who are fearful. Because you cannot have faith and fear at the same time.
Amen.
It's impossible. And you can't be saved without faith. You cannot please God without faith. You cannot do anything without faith. And you cannot get faith without hearing the word of God.
That's right. Amen.
So start feeding on the word of God.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
He said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. I'll be his God, and he shall be my son. There is no defeat to the child of God. There is no end to the child of God. There is no retreating to the child of God. There is no period to the child of God. There's nothing but a promise of heirhood to everything that Christ owned to the child of God. Now we've described children of God and the children of the wicked one tonight. Let's identify with the children of God.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen. Let's stand. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you love him?
Amen.
You know that song, I'm a child of the King? Sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm a child.
Worship him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I ask you to bow your heads. We're in his presence now. change the order of a service here. The words come forth like how Brother commented there. First one called out was the fearful. Quoted the other day, Brother Branham said, you got to have enough courage to believe God's word. God can't use a coward. What does it say when you're fearful? You're telling God he ain't big enough. You're telling him that your problem's so big, he couldn't do nothing about it when he already did everything about it. He did everything about it before it even got here. And we're afraid. God help us. If you're in that condition tonight, would you say, Lord, raise your hand. Don't be ashamed. Tell him the truth. Lord, I'm sorry. I trusted my arm of flesh. I wasn't trusting you, and that's why I was afraid. God forgives each one of you when you confess that thing. Now walk clean of it. Let it go. Let it go into the blood. Get your heart right. Just forget about sin. Get it all in there where it belongs. Don't hold on to it. God don't want you to hold. He don't hold no grudges. He don't want you to hold grudges either. Let it go. Hallelujah. We got too much pride to be sincere with God, I think. God help us to be sincere and to be honest with ourselves. Hallelujah. As we respect His presence. God bless each one that's honest tonight. Now let the Holy Spirit come. Don't be afraid of Him. Say, Lord, I'm opening my heart. Fill me anew with Your presence. Let all this fear roll away. Why? Because I'm a child of the King. You're not some God afar off. I'm Your son. I'm Your daughter. And I always was. I'm not afraid. I know the prodigal son, when he came back, he was afraid, but Father didn't care. Father took him right back in His hands and says, my son who is dead is now alive. Go kill the fatted calf. We're going to rejoice. And many times we'll come back to God and we'll repent of our sins and think it's a funeral. The Bible says that angels celebrate from one sinner who comes to Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now you go ahead and worship God. He delivers you. Don't just lay there. Give Him praise for it. Thank Him for it. We're always waiting for a cue. Your cue's already come. The Word of God came. He's worthy of praise. Hallelujah. You don't feel good? Start worshiping. Thank You, Lord, with all your heart. Thank You, Jesus. What a message tonight. Thank You, Lord God. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Let it go one time. I dare you to take God at His word. I dare you tonight. He says, I inhabit the praise of my people. I challenge you to believe it tonight, brother, sister. That when you say amen, you say glory, you say thank You, Jesus. The only reason you're doing it is because God lives in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel His presence all around right now. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank You. Just keep on pressing right in. Keep on pressing right in. Don't live below your privilege. If you've got fear in your life, get it out now. If you've got depression, you've got some of the enemy. We're children of God. We're not to live in that dump. God delivered us from this, from all that. If you're sick, forget it. Leave out of here well tonight. Take Him at His word. Have courage to believe it. Stomach's hurting all night. No, sir, but not no more. It feels great, Lord. Thank You for healing me. I'm in convicted all service, but Lord, I said amen. I'm trusting Your blood. I'm leaving here free from sin. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's not just anything. That's Him right now. That's the Holy Spirit. Go ahead, sis. Don't be afraid. We're afraid to worship God. Might get a little out of order. Go ahead. That's why we came. We came to worship God. Glory to God in the highest. I love You, Father. Praise Your glorious name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Praise His name. Praise His name. Praise His name. Yield yourselves to the Spirit now. Hallelujah. Feel them all around. Lord God, clean us, everyone. Thank You, Jesus. Use us, Lord, for Thy glory and praise. Prove Yourself the same in this congregation, Lord. Oh, praise You, Father. Would You just reach Your hands up tonight and say, Lord, I'm accepting Your word on the basis that You said it and it's truth, and I receive it now. I'm not going to do anything fancy. I'm just going to believe You, Father. Thank You, Lord. And I'm going to believe it. I'm going to act upon it. I'm going to sell myself out for it. Oh, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. The devil come tell you you're lying. You know you still got that problem. You're lying. You know you're still afraid. No, you denounce that thing. You don't believe that. How many times we heard that come across the pulpit? When you hear negative, if you're a child of God, that's just to tell you what you ain't. You need to go back and accept what's the truth for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I look around, I see people with eyes closed. I see hands raised. I see respects for God. Serpent, see, don't do that. They're already out the door. They're done with this kind of service. They see this presence here and they run because they're scared of it. And you love it and you're going to tell me your service. See, quit believing that devil's lie. You love the presence of God because you're a part of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise His name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Don't be a fake. Just be real with this. I love you, Jesus. I appreciate you, Lord. You're so good tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just letting the Holy Spirit have His way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my. This is why we come. For this right here, the Word manifested here amongst us. And what did the Word have to tell you tonight? You're a son of God. What else you want to hear? Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In His presence now, as a group of believers, had a request brought up to my attention here. Let's focus our faith here for a minute. I'm going to read it to you. Brother Tom Sproles, who ain't here tonight, but he had to leave work Tuesday night, had a tooth pulled. He went back to work, but he's having headaches. Nobody believes when we say this, it's going to be over. Amen. Amen. Let's just pray. You agree with me now. It says, if you agree on anything, He'll do it. Let's all agree together now. Heavenly Father, we lift up our brother to You. Lord, he had to get a tooth pulled and he's been having headaches, but we rebuke that devil in the name of Jesus Christ. May that head go back to normal and him not feel no pain no more. Satan, you're defeated. You're exposed by the faith of God that's here in this building now. We gather together and we believe it. We thank you for healing our brother. And we ask it, Lord, to be so in the name that can never fail. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Now, what do you have need of tonight? I'm going to open the altar open just in case somebody wants to come forward. You need to come forward. You need special prayer. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Stay in an atmosphere of worship now. You might not have a need, but a brother or sister does. You enter in with that. That's your role right now, child of God. You're sitting out there saying, I ain't doing nothing. Got everything, you're content, you're free. Well, then pray for your brother that he can take his land and that he can have rest. And until we all get there, we ain't going nowhere. The whole body's going to go together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Brother Tom.
I'm a child of the King. His royal blood.
Through my name and I. just praise.
Give him worship now. Give him praise. Anyone else tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Oh, praise.
Lift your voices one more time.
Oh, let's just praise the Lord. Oh, praise.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord.
Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
To be like Him.
you, Lord.
Glory.
Just keep worshiping. We got another sister up
front. I only ask my Lord to be like you, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. On earth I long to be like him. Oh,
yes, Lord.
Heaven tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Are you glad to be in the promised land?
Yes.
Feeding on the fruit of the land, the word of God coming fresh every day. It's right in your soul. It's just a full course meal.
Amen.
I got to get on these preachers, though. I tell you what, they keep going and taking all my stuff from earlier sermons and then getting my notes for the next ones. The preacher knows before I even get to them. I don't understand why. The Spirit of God. He's the same God. Hallelujah. How many appreciate Brother Colin coming to us?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
What a message. Lord, let it live in me. Let me take it home. And that's been the message since it was preached 50 years ago. Christ is in His bride in the fullness. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he wants to accomplish in us what he did in his own son.
Amen.
Did you hear his voice tonight?
Amen.
Say, Lord, don't let me ever harden my heart by unbelief.
Amen.
But let me just accept the word that that's what I am. And when I go and it, look, fear's going to try to come. You just tell it too bad. I'm a son of God. I ain't afraid of you, devil.
Amen.
I ain't afraid of your sickness. I ain't afraid of your complexes. I'm coming right after you.
Amen.
Get out of my life.
That's yeah. It. Amen.
Appreciate our sister stepping out in faith coming up here tonight. That was amen. Wonderful. Amen. Lord, every step. That's right. We just footsteps possession.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yours might not be physical, but you got something spiritual. Just keep on walking.
That's right.
I ain't got a lot of faith, Brother Andrew. Well, just stick with what you got. Because if you got a mustard seed, it'll move mountains.
Amen.
Yeah. Stick with it. So it was good to hear from the Lord. I appreciate our brother coming once more. I was just feasting a good time back there, and I feel full. Almost feel a little gluttonous. That was just so good. It was so good. So pray for our brother. Pray for one another. Say, Lord, let this word be so real in my heart that it just lives, that I can just move aside and let this live in me. Amen. Is that your prayer tonight? Well, I won't keep you tonight. It was good to be in his house. It's good to hear his word pure and clean the way it was brought.
Amen.
No strings attached. I love it. I love it because the word is enough. We don't need anything else. We don't need a bunch of glamour and show and whitewashing and all that. We just need to stick with what's truth. And it will produce itself again. Well, I'd like to sing before we go. I'm going to hand the service over to Dad tonight. He wasn't looking at me when he took me in. Somebody's happy for that.
Amen.
People say the message gets away from the blood. Did you listen tonight? The more I serve him, the more I need the blood. The closer I get, the more dependent I am, the more I see how stupid and vile I am. But I'm glad he already forgave me. Washed me. Cleansed me. And now his life lives in me. I'm so happy to be a Christian. Amen. Let's sing that as we go tonight. God bless you. Go in the fear of God and the love. We love you. Go ahead.
He wasn't looking at me when he took me. Wasn't looking at my heart,
blacked by sin.
That was blacked by sin. He was looking at the blood.